Good morning, crew.
I have an announcement to make.
Today is Thursday.
Welcome to our show.
I love this show.
Me too.
It's really, really funny.
Well, maybe not funny, haha, but certainly funny.
Hee-hee. It's Thursday.
If you want to change your image, you got to get your face out there on the radio.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Are you adequately prepared to rock?
Wow.
Showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning and welcome. Yes, the Lauren and Wally Morning Show is on the air here for WROR. Here it is Thursday morning. And yeah, it's going to snow today. You know, primarily north and west of the city, out in Worcester Hills. That's where the biggest problem is.
Worcester Hills. You're going to get it today.
I know. So things we have coming up on the program today. We got to talk about Gronk's racehorse.
Yeah. That's kind of fun.
Maybe could have come up with a better name.
Have you ever had a racehorse named after you?
No, I haven't had a racehorse named after
me. My mother's had a race dog named after her.
Really?
Really? Wow.
I'll tell you that story.
Wow, that's impressive.
It is impressive.
Okay, we're going to answer the question. If you're a normal American, average American, what time do you start swearing every day? We know the answer to this question. We'll share that with you. Okay, everybody, you know who Jane Mansfield was?
Sure do.
Okay. Today would be her birthday.
Really?
And Jane Mansfield is responsible. Her death is responsible for something that affects you every day of your life.
Yeah, I know. I think I know what this is.
I don't.
It's an amazing thing.
Anybody who has a convertible knows about Jane Mansfield.
Okay, we'll tell you that. We'll explain this coming up at 8:20 this
morning. Didn't they name that mountain after her?
I don't think so, Hank. No, I don't think so. Okay, all of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR, The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, the question is someone going to win a grand in 60 seconds this morning right here on The Lorne and Wally Morning Show?
Could it happen.
A possibility that Joanne Rabs of Pembroke, Massachusetts, who works for a large financial organization, is going to be the one? Oh, it's so exciting.
It is, isn't it? Thrilling.
We have Joanne on the line with us right now. Good morning and welcome to the show. Joanne, how are you doing this morning?
I'm okay, thanks. How about yourself?
Good, thank you.
You're okay?
You're okay.
Come on! You're great.
I'm fantastic.
You're going to do this.
You're feeling good. You're feeling strong. Right, Joanne?
Yeah, I'm getting the massage as we
speak. You are?
Oh, wow. Now, here's the deal. Joanne's the first person we've ever contacted to play the game, and she said you have a 7-second delay. So what kind of shenanigans you got in mind anyway, Joanne?
I'm just concerned about some language.
Might start with an SH.
You have a filthy mouth, yeah. Apparently.
Okay. Now, here's what's going to happen to you, Joanne. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within a 60-second timeline. You will hear the tick, tick, ticker in the background. You can say pass at any time if you don't know the answer. Move on as quickly as you possibly can. We get through all 10 answers. You go back, you pick up the ones you missed. If you get all 10 correct in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 bill. Are you prepared?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Go.
What's the name of Boston's international airport?
Logan.
What U.S. state has the longest coastline?
California.
Who is credited with inventing the telephone?
Bell.
What weighs more, a pound of lead or a pound of feathers?
Neither.
What is the lead singer of Queen?
Freddie Mercury.
What 1953 Ian Fleming novel is the first in which James Bond appeared?
Pass.
How many ways are there to leave your lover according to the Paul Simon song?
50.
Where were the 1996 Summer Olympics held?
What was the year?
1996.
Atlanta.
How long were Barbara Bush and George H.W. Bush married?
70 years.
Who played Norman Bates in Alfred Hitchcock's 1960 film Psycho?
Oh, good try. Time is up. You did pretty well according to my calculations. You got 6 correct there and you passed on a couple. So what's the deal here?
Okay, the U.S. state that has the longest coastline is not California. It's Alaska. The 1953 Ian Fleming novel, the first in which James Bond appeared, was Casino Royale. George Bush and Barbara Bush were married 73 years, and Anthony Perkins played Norman Bates in Psycho.
Oh, my goodness.
But you did a really good job. Good.
And for doing that, we have a consolation prize.
Yeah, you got a massage. And what else does she win?
We're going to send you to the movies. A 4-pack of Fandango passes to see Rampage starring The Rock. It's in theaters now, and you did a good job. So have a great time at the movies, and thanks a million for being a member of the nation playing the game today, okay?
Awesome. Thank
Be proud of yourself. Okay. You did well.
You didn't say anything filthy.
I know.
Unbelievable. You want to go ahead and just say
something?
I will.
Okay, thanks for playing the game today. Okay, here's the deal. If you think you got what it takes to play, all you have to do is register. We could be choosing you. Log on to WROR.com. Without further ado, our fanfare, let's get to your 620 Men from Maine. So here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, a frantic Evis calls 119, and we hear...
Hello, 119, what's your emergency?
Oh, my God, a hummingbird just flew down my wife Effie's throat. What should I do?
Well, some will be right over as soon as we can. In the meantime, what you want to do is dangle a slice of bread in front of your wife's face... to draw that bird out.
Oh, okay.
About 10 minutes later, the EMTs arrive and they see Ephus dangling a fresh trout over Effie's face, and we hear...
Say, what in the good Lord's name are you doing dangling that fresh trout in front of your wife's face? You're supposed to be dangling a slice of bread to try to draw out that hummingbird.
Well, I know that, but I gotta get the cat out first.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
More Lorne and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Ladies and gentlemen, we remind you that tomorrow is 420. It's a very, very important day, but you must be prepared for 420.
Yeah, apparently 420 is the day you're just supposed to smoke a bone. That's fine. It's going to be legal next year. But you know what, kids? Say no to drugs. And this is why Jimmy Fallon reads stoner story tweets. And you know what? People aren't smart when they do it.
Now I thought I'd share some of my favorite stoner stories from you guys. Here's the first one's from at Duffield. She says, my brother once got high right before my parents got home and tried to hide the smell by putting deodorant all over his bedroom walls. It was a roll-on deodorant too, yeah. Okay. This one's from at Pete Gayden. He said, my friend and I started crying at a petting zoo because we thought the sheep were shouting at us. This one's from at Jim Sensei, 2112. He says, during a Pink Floyd concert, the guy next to me was blowing up a beach ball. I asked him, dude, what kind of gum is that? This one's from at Freakin' Pirate. He says, I came home, put a frozen pizza in the microwave, then entered my PIN number. There you go. This one's from Matt. Dismute Caitlin. She says, while stoned in the shower, I started panicking because my vision was suddenly getting blurrier and blurrier. I had left my glasses on. This last one is from Matt IB Yellow. She says, I forgot I ordered Chinese food, so I ordered a pizza. Then I forgot I ordered a pizza and made grilled cheese. There you go.
5.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Hey, this is really a cool story about Gronk and his horse, because, yes, there's horses. Here comes Gronk right now.
Oh, my God.
Gronk is a thoroughbred, let's face it.
I know, and he owns a racehorse, and one of the really cool things about this is this horse is actually going to be in the Kentucky Derby, which is coming up on May 5th.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. I mean, it's really exciting to watch the Kentucky Derby, and it's really exciting that Gronk is now part of it, because that's what we need.
Okay.
More muscle heads.
Now, you went to the Derby, I don't know, it was like five years ago. Was it 5 years ago?
Yep.
Okay, and it's really an amazing sight. And you know how everybody wears those, you know, silly hats and all that kind of stuff?
I wouldn't call them silly.
Okay.
I think they look really good. And people, like, you get dressed up and it's really nice. What's really impressive about the Kentucky Derby are the horses. They are athletes that you up close and personal, unbelievable looking animals.
I'm thinking the jockey should wear a Patriots cap instead of those hats they usually wear. He can turn it around, wear it backwards,
sure,
have the goggles on.
Well,
yeah, so this horse Gronkowski had already qualified for the Derby, and now Rob Gronkowski has bought a stake in it.
Don't
Is that
say
like
steak.
Cheating a little
Don't
bit.
Say steak.
Not cheating, but like kind of like if it didn't. Now he's interested. Oh, now that the horse is a
winner. But how brilliant for the owners of this horse to name it Gronkowski, and now Gronk's like, oh, I'll give you some money for that.
That's a good idea. Yeah, because you know what? It's expensive to own these horses, yeah. And so if you name them after a rich celebrity, and they're good, then the celebrity will pony up, some money for
it. No, okay, we've had two references. Steak, that's not a good thing to stay with horse, and pony up.
Okay. But yeah, I don't know. What celebrity would you name your horse after?
I don't know. I'm thinking Mikey the Plumber. We'll have to talk to Mikey the Plumber about this. He's our basic horse racing expert, because he's owned 200
racehorses. I know who I'd name mine after.
Okay, who would you name yours after?
John Hamm. Wow. I'm going to leave it right there.
I understand. I think I get your drift, so to speak. I don't think we'll go any further than that. Okay, Hank, if you would. What about these Red Sox, Hank?
Unbelievable.
I know.
Red Sox, they're power binging on the Angels pitching staff. A night after hitting 5 home runs, they blasted 3 more, cruising to a 9-0 win in Anaheim last night. The Sox led 2-0 in the top of the third when Rafael Devers stepped up to the plate.
1-2. There's a shot. Line to right. Calhoun back at the wall, and that ball is going to be off the wall. And it is off the wall and gone over the wall, and that is a grand slam.
Yeah, it's Dave O'Brien on Nesson last night. J.D. Martinez and Mitch Moreland also homered. Devers and Moreland each had 4 RBIs. And Rick Porcello, another pretty performance. 6 shutout innings to raise his record to 4-0. The Sox are 15-2. Devers, go to WROR.com. Watch that blast. God, he crushed it.
Unbelievable.
Sox wrap up the series in Anaheim tonight. Eduardo Rodriguez against Nick Tropiano. Bruins look to go up 3-1 when they play the Maple Leafs in Game 4 tonight in Toronto. Celtics lead the Bucks 2-0 in their first-round playoff series. Game 3 in Milwaukee tomorrow night. And ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting Tom Brady has not formally committed to playing the upcoming season. And like Gronk, it's about the money. Schefter says TB12 wants a reworked contract before the start of the 2018 season.
Mm-hmm. We will get some opinion on that from Bob Ryan at 7:25 this morning.
Yeah, and the NFL will release the complete regular season schedule tonight.
Okay, let's go ahead and find out what the big Bellbuster is all about this morning.
All right, today's Brian Bellbuster. It's brought to you by MassSave.com. It's Gabe's birthday, and his wife Sharon wanted to mess with him. He's been having some issues with his iPhone, so I called him as tech support.
The A11 processor has a secret reset, so I need you to just gently caress the screen of your iPhone. Really, very gently.
Counterclockwise?
Yeah, sure. I would go counterclockwise.
Okay, all right.
And then maybe while you're doing that, just kind of say, hey, Siri, you like that?
Oh, no, that's wrong. That's wrong.
105.7 WROR. This.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
It's Gabe's birthday. His wife, Sharon, wanted to mess with him. He's been having some issues with his iPhone, so she let me know he was waiting for a call back from the geniuses at the Apple Store, so I called him first.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Gabe.
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Gabe. Steve from Apple here.
Oh, hey. Thanks for calling back.
Yeah, you having some issues there?
Yeah, I am. This thing is so frustrating, man. Like I tell you, I want to throw the thing out.
Well, don't do that. We can walk you through a few things that you can't really do on your own. So what we're going to do first is you've tried doing a reset and, turned it off, turned it back on and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's the first thing I did.
Okay, I know on your ticket it looked like you were maybe having some problems with some of the map stuff and the GPS. What we're going to do is we're going to reset the GPS, okay? So if you can open up the compass on the phone.
All right. I'm going to find that All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now,
good.
To recalibrate this compass, I actually need you to go outside and then kind of walk around in your yard a little bit.
Okay.
It gets a better signal if you're outside. You can even just put it right on speaker there. If you want to hold the phone up over your head and kind of yell, "Can you hear me now?" So I know that you're still there. Okay. So that'll recalibrate. So.
Let me go outside here.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'm outside. All right.
Okay. Make sure you hold it up high. Yep.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Keep walking around and yelling that for a little bit so it calibrates.
Oh, okay. Got it. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Okay, good, good. That should reset the GPS calibration there. So next, let's check out some of your touchscreen issues that you might have been having.
All right.
Okay, so to reset that kind of the touch motion, the A11 processor has a secret reset. So I need you to just gently caress the screen of your iPhone. Very gently.
Okay, what?
Very gently caress the screen of your iPhone. It'll reset the touch sensors.
Okay, like counterclockwise, clockwise.
Yeah, sure. I would go counterclockwise. Though.
Really? Okay, all right. Okay. All right.
And then maybe while you're doing that, just kind of say, like, hey, Siri, you like that?
Wait, hold it.
So next we're going to reset your voice activation and your facial recognition, okay?
All right, okay, all right.
If you've got it on speakerphone there?
I do.
Okay, so hold it up in front of your face so you can, the camera can recognize you. And then we need it. We kind of use like a standard song to reset the voice activation. So if you could just sing the Hokey Pokey right there into your phone, that'll reset it. And
so
the
wrong.
Facial recognition will do that too.
Okay, the Hokey Pokey?
Yeah, it's kind of a standard, you know?
Yeah, okay, it's an older one, everyone knows it. Okay. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot out, you put your left foot in, and you shake it all about. Yeah, you do the hokey pokey and turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Good, good, okay. We could sing another song to really get it in there, too. If you could sing Happy Birthday right into your phone, that'd be great.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Okay, everyone knows. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear iPhone. Happy birthday to you.
Well, actually, you know, if we did that and we could sing a happy birthday to you, because this is actually a Brian Bellbuster, Gabe. Your wife, Sharon, let us know it was your birthday. So we thought we'd give you a call and try to help you fix your iPhone.
Oh, God. No. I got friends who listen to this. Don't do this to me, man.
You can get Sharon back on her birthday, and thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show.
Oh, thank you, man. That's awesome.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So is your segment. Well, here it is. Thursday, day number 4 from school vacation. It's almost over. I've almost made it here. So you look around. All your friends are doing these fabulous things on school vacation.
On social media.
Yeah. And you have nothing to... You're a loser. So, hey, loser, tell us what you did yesterday.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I'm on Facebook ignoring my child on day 4 of school vacation. And I'm, like, noticing, like, oh, my God. There, you know, the photos of somebody's feet up by the water, reading a book, loving my life right now. And then there's, like, you know, kids at Disney, and they're, like, in front of the castle, you know, with the peace sign. And then there was a family that went to, like, California and were feeding rhinoceri.
What about the Aruba
thing? And, you know, people in Aruba, like, just everywhere. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm in my family room for the 4th day, and Lucy's in the other room watching her new TV. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna fake it till I make it. I'm gonna do it as fancy of a thing that I can do, and I'm gonna go to Bloomingdale's. So I had to go to Bloomingdale's.
Okay, there she is walking.
I never go to Bloomingdale's. I just want. I am a TJ Maxx girl. Like I have a Bloomingdale's sort of ideology, but I get it all at the TJ's. So I was like, all right, let's go to Chestnut Hill, and we'll go to Bloomingdale's because I need coffee. Now let me just explain.
Oh, okay, now this is ridiculous.
I bought an espresso machine at Costco. Usually they're like $300 to $400. It was $120. Right. I was like, bonus! But I didn't know that the only place that you can get an espresso pods are either online or at Bloomingdale's.
I see.
So I have to go to
coffee. You only buy your coffee at Bloomingdale's.
Or, yes.
Okay.
Wow. It's ridiculous.
Yes, I know.
But I saw a couple other ridiculous people buying. But anyway, so I was like, well, we got to go to Bloomingdale's anyway. So I buy my coffee, and then I'm like, well, let's go shopping a little bit and see what we can't afford. So I take Lucy up to the children's section of Bloomingdale's, and I have her try on all the clothes, and I take pictures of her, and I'm going to post them on the Insta.
Did you buy any of them?
No, they were expensive. But I'm like,
not even one?
I literally, she tried on this fabulous faux fur jacket. I'm like, pose. And she's like posing, and we're in Bloomingdale's, and I'm like, this is the fakest thing I've ever done. But it's a brilliant idea. I mean, you go in, you try on the clothes, everyone looks fabulous, you post it on the Instagram, you leave the place without buying anything, and then you like look like you're just like awesome. So, I mean, I didn't feed a rhinoceros, but it was good enough.
You know, if you bought Maxwell House, you could have bought her that outfit.
That's true. Or you could be in Aruba this morning.
I don't know. I just think that people, like, it's very, there's a, I don't think I'm alone here, but there's a lot of pressure this week, and it's, the weather has been lousy, and so there's never been really anything. It's going to snow today. What am I going to do? Maybe I'll go to Saks Fifth Avenue.
5.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody, it's time for your 720 Men from Maine, and this is an email-requested Men from Maine. Got an email here. It says, hey, dear everybody on Lauren and Wally's show, please play the episode of Men from Maine where Lem is in Walmart on his first day on the job and does a very, very good job. Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, we have that for you right now, and this is from Ron Brueger. So, Ron, here you go. Fire away, guys.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, it's the first day of Lem's new job as a salesman at the Bangor Walmart when his new boss comes by to check and see just how he's doing.
So, how many sales did you make today?
Just one, sir.
One? Why, our salespeople usually make 20 or 30 sales. How much was the sale for?
It was for $101,237.65.
What? Why, what in God's name did you sell?
Well, first I sold him some small fish hooks. Then I sold him a new fishing rod. Then I asked him where he's going fishing. He said down the coast, so I told him he was going to need a new boat. So we went down the boat department, and I sold him a twin-engine boat, real fine one. Then he said he didn't think his Honda Civic would pull it, so I took him down to the automotive department and sold him that 4x4 Expedition.
You mean a guy came in here to buy a fish hook, and you sold him a truck and a boat?
Well, not exactly. The guy came in here to buy tampons for his wife, and I said, well, your weekend shot, you might as well go fishing.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
What the f*** is that?
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy f***.
105.7 WROR.
This is it, everybody. This is what you've been waiting for. This is big stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dean of Boston Sports Writers. On the Lauren and Wally Show for 37 consecutive years. You can read him in the Globe. You can watch him on ESPN. You can read his books. You can check him out on the Bob Bryan podcast. It is Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan.
Hey!
Mr. Everything.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is an amazing thing. So, Bob, we were just talking about this in the studio. The Red Sox are off to their greatest start ever, and it's an amazing thing, and they win again last night. They're hitting grand slams and all this sort of thing. The Celtics are, you know, moving on in the playoffs. The Bruins are moving on in the playoffs, yet everyone is talking about Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. Do we really have any idea what's going on?
Well, no, we don't have any idea what's going on. The only source was the one story and one tweet from the usually very reliable Adam Schefter.
Yep.
But no, we don't know what's going on with them. And of course, Gronk is great. It was inevitable he and the horse would join forces. You know, they should.
Yeah.
I love that. But it is amazing. And I've said many times that the most amazing transformation in all the time I've lived in Boston is the transfer of power from the Red Sox to the Patriots. That we all know that up to very recent times, up to the Brady Belichick time, the Red Sox were the unquestioned number one team in this town, the number one story. I always said you could write baseball 24/7, 365 in Boston and have an audience. And this all happened. And right now, you know, we know who's number one. I hope the Red Sox are still 1A, maybe not 2, but it is. And this start terrifies me, by the way. It's beyond too good to be true.
Yep.
It's amazing. But it's wonderful. I just hope people do appreciate it.
Okay, Bob, could I ask you a question about this start? This start is, you know, as you say, it's amazing. Now, basically, Hank and I were talking about this earlier this morning. We have the same core Red Sox team we had last year with the exception of J.D. Martinez, and David Price hadn't hurt his hand yet. So what's the difference?
My optimism on this team is based on the idea that certain people would simply play better than they had been.
Okay, wait a minute. We're getting some garbling here because we should mention this. Bob is reporting to us from a long way away this morning. Okay, Bob, can you hear us now?
I can hear you fine. Are you okay with me?
Yeah. Yeah, you're kind of breaking up a little bit. But go ahead now. Where were you now?
I was saying that I hoped and thought that certain people would had better years, that Betts, Bogarts would have a better year, that certainly Hanley would have a better year, and obviously there was the addition of Martinez. But I just thought that lineup it was a good lineup, and that guys would have better years. Mookie's off to a phenomenal start, you know, and of course Bogarts was off to a great start, and until he got hurt. But and the other thing was, if we knew that there was a potential for excellent starting pitching, if each of them pitched to their potential, and so far they have.
Well, it's amazing to me that last year they had zero grand slams, and they already have four this month. How is that even possible?
It is just this is why, you know, you have to play the games. You know, you can do all the prognostications you want. You can run all the charts. You can run all the numbers. You can do all the sabermetrics, all the analytics. Human beings have to perform. I can't explain it. Last year was the aberration. It is hard for a team, even a bad team, to go through 162 games and not once hit a grand slam. I think they were the only team in baseball that had that distinction. And now they've hit four. There's no rhyme or reason for it, for that kind of crazy thing. It's just part of the story of that they're building for us this year, the story that's unfolding. And that's just it. It's just part of what makes ball so intriguing. Guys, I say this all, there's no other game with so many components, so much fodder for discussion, so much history, so much comparison, so much what if, so much this, so much that. It's got more than all the other games put together. I'm sorry, it still does.
Okay, you know, my favorite sport is hockey, but I love the Celtics. They're playing without their two best players. Jaylen Brown is going crazy. These guys keep winning.
they do, and it's I don't know when it's all going to end. Obviously, they're not going to go 160 and 150 and 12.
Right.
You know, somewhere there's going to be a slump. It's baseball. Things go in long cycles. You know, months. This is a phenomenal start. It's great. If you look at history, teams that start this way, for the most part, end up very, very, very well. I remember I was just thinking this morning, the 1984 Tigers started off 35-5. And they went on, and they did win the World Series. The Red Sox are on that kind of, they're on that kind of a pace. Now, I don't expect that to happen, but if you get the simple, why is it happening? Well, as a very erudite baseball scholar once said, we pitched good, we hit good, and we fielded good.
Okay, there you go. There's your Bob Ryan report this morning. Mr. Everything, do you have any shameless plugs for us?
Yes. Well, the Bob Ryan podcast, we up with Dana Barros. I encourage it, and I'll be back in action next week, coming home on Saturday.
Excellent. Nice. Okay, have a good, and thanks much for the report this morning.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So as you're saying by now, well, here it is, Thursday, day number four from school vacation. It's almost over. I've almost made it here. So you look around, all your friends are doing these fabulous things on school vacation.
On social media.
Yeah, and you have nothing to, you're a loser. So, hey, loser, tell us what you did yesterday.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I'm on Facebook ignoring my child on day four of school vacation. And I'm like noticing, like, oh, my God, there, you know, the photos of somebody's feet up by the water, reading a book, loving my life right now. And then there's like, you know, kids at Disney, and they're like in front of the castle, you know, with the peace sign. And then there was a family that went to like California and were feeding rhinoceri.
What about the Aruba
thing? And, you know, people in Aruba, like just everywhere. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm in my family room for the fourth day, and Lucy's in the other room watching her new TV. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna fake it till I make it. I'm gonna do it as fancy of a thing that I can do, and I'm gonna go to Bloomingdale's. So I had to go to Bloomingdale's.
Okay, there she is walking.
I never go to Bloomingdale's. I just want. I am a TJ Maxx girl. Like I have a Bloomingdale's sort of ideology, but I get it all at the TJ's. So I was like, all right, let's go to Chestnut Hill, and we'll go to Bloomingdale's because I need coffee. Now let me just explain.
Okay, now this is ridiculous. What?
I bought an espresso machine at Costco. Usually they're like $300 to $400. It was $120. Right. I was like, bonus! But I didn't know that the only place that you can get an espresso pods are either online or at Bloomingdale's.
I see.
So I have to go to coffee.
You only buy your coffee at Bloomingdale's.
Or, yes.
Okay.
Wow. It's ridiculous.
Yes, I know.
I even know, but I saw a couple other ridiculous people buying. But anyway, so I was like, well, we got to go to Bloomingdale's anyway. So I buy my coffee, and then I'm like, well, let's go shopping a little bit and see what we can't afford. So I take Lucy up to the children's section of Bloomingdale's, and I have her try on all the clothes, and I take pictures of her, and I'm going to post them on the Insta.
Did you buy any of them?
No, they were expensive. They're like, I'm like,
not even one?
I literally, she tried on this fabulous faux fur jacket. I'm like, pose. And she's like, posing, and we're in Bloomingdale's, and I'm like, this is the fakest thing I've ever done. But it's a brilliant idea. I mean, you go in, you try on the clothes, everyone looks fabulous, you post it on the Instagram, you leave the place without buying anything, and then you like look like you're just like awesome. So, I mean, I didn't feed a rhinoceros, but it was good enough.
You know, if you bought Maxwell House, you could have bought her that outfit.
That's true. Or you could be in Aruba this morning.
I don't know. I just think that people, like, it's very, I don't think I'm alone here. But there's a lot of pressure this week, and the weather has been lousy, and so there's never been really anything. It's going to snow today. What am I going to do? Maybe I'll go to Saks Fifth Avenue.
5.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody, it's time for your 720 Men from Maine, and this is an email-requested Men from Maine. Got an email here. Hey, dear everybody on the Lauren and Wally Show, please play the episode of Men from Maine where Lem is in Walmart on his first day on the job and does a very, very good job. Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, we have that for you right now. And this is from Ron Brueger. So, Ron, here you go. Fire away, guys.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, it's the first day of Lem's new job as a salesman at the Bangor Walmart when his new boss comes by to check and see just how he's doing.
So, how many sales did you make today?
Just one, sir.
One? Why, our salespeople usually make 20 or 30 sales. How much was the sale for?
It was for $101,237.65.
What? Why, what in God's name did you sell?
Well, first I sold him some small fish hooks. Then I sold him a new fishing rod. Then I asked him where he's going fishing. He said down the coast, so I told him he was going to need a new boat. So we went down the boat department, and I sold him a twin-engine boat, real fine one. Then he said he didn't think his Honda Civic would pull it, so I took him down to the automotive department and sold him that 4x4 Expedition.
You mean a guy came in here to buy a fish hook, and you sold him a truck and a boat?
Well, not exactly. The guy came in here to buy tampons for his wife, and I said, well, your weekend's shot. You might as well go fishing.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
What the f*** is that?
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy f***.
105.7 WROR.
This is it, everybody. This is what you've been waiting for. This is big stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dean of Boston Sports Writers. On the Lauren and Wally Show for 37 consecutive years. You can read him in the Globe. You can watch him on ESPN. You can read his books. You can check him out on the Bob Bryan podcast. It is Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan.
Hey!
Good morning, Mr. Everything.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is an amazing thing. So, Bob, we were just talking about this in the studio. The Red Sox are off to their greatest start ever, and it's an amazing thing, and they win again last night. They're hitting grand slams and all this sort of thing. The Celtics are, you know, moving on in the playoffs. The Bruins are moving on in the playoffs, yet everyone is talking about Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. Do we really have any idea what's going on?
Well, no, we don't have any idea what's going on. The only source was the one story and one tweet from the usually very reliable Adam Schefter.
Yep.
But no, we don't know what's going on with them. And of course, Gronk is great. It was inevitable he and the horse would join forces. You know, they should.
Yeah.
I love that. But it is amazing. And I've said many times that the most amazing transformation in all the time I've lived in Boston is the transfer of power
from the Red Sox to the Patriots. That we all know that up to very recent times, up to the Brady Belichick time, the Red Sox were the unquestioned number one team in this town, the number one story. I always said you could write baseball 24/7, 365 in Boston and have an audience. And this all happened. And right now, you know, we know who's number one. I hope the Red Sox are still 1A, maybe not 2, but it is. And this start terrifies me, by the way. It's beyond too good to be true.
Yep.
It's amazing. But it's wonderful. I just hope people do appreciate it.
Okay, you know, Bob, could I ask you a question about this start? This start is, you know, as you say, it's amazing. Now, basically, Hank and I were talking about this earlier this morning. We have the same core Red Sox team we had last year, with the exception of J.D. Martinez, and David Price hadn't hurt his hand yet. So what's the difference?
My optimism on this team is based on it. On the idea that certain people would simply play better than they have.
Okay, wait a minute. We're getting some garbling here, because we should mention this. Bob is reporting to us from a long way away this morning. Okay, Bob, can you hear us now?
I can hear you fine. Are you okay with me?
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up a little bit, but go ahead now. Where were you now?
I was saying that I hoped and thought that certain people would had better years, that Butts, Bogarts would have a better year, that certainly Hanley would have a better year, and obviously there was the addition of Martinez, but I just thought that lineup it was a good lineup and that the guys would have better years. Mookie's off to a phenomenal start, you know, and of course Bogarts was off to a great start until he got hurt, but and the other thing was if we knew that there was a potential for excellent starting pitching. If each of them pitched to their potential, and so far they have.
Well, it's amazing to me that last year they had 0 grand slams, and they already have 4 this month. How is that even possible?
It is just this is why, you know, you have to play the games. You know, you can do all the prognostications you want. You can run all the charts. You can run all the numbers. You can do all the sabermetrics, all the analytics. Human beings have to perform. I can't explain it. Last year was the aberration. It is hard for a team, even a bad team, to go through 162 games and not once hit a grand slam. I think they were the only team in baseball that had that distinction. And now they've hit 4. There's no rhyme or reason for it, for that kind of crazy thing. It's just part of the story of that they're building for us this year, the story that's unfolding. And that's just it. It's just part of what makes ball so intriguing. Guys, I say this all. There's no other game with so many components, so much fodder for discussion, so much history, so much comparison, so much what if, so much this, so much that. It's got more than all the other games put together. I'm sorry. It still does.
Okay, you know, my favorite sport is hockey, but I love the Celtics. They're playing without their 2 best players. Jaylen Brown is going crazy. These guys keep winning.
they do, and it's I don't know when it's all going to end. Obviously, they're not going to go 160 and 150 and 12.
Right.
You know, somewhere there's going to be a slump. It's baseball. Things go in long cycles. You know, months. This is a phenomenal start. It's great. If you look at history, teams that start this way, for the most part, end up very, very, very well. I remember I was just thinking this morning, the 1984 Tigers started off 35-5. And they went on, and they did win the World Series.
Uh-huh.
The Red Sox are on that kind. They're on that kind of a pace. Now, I don't expect that to happen, but if you get the simple, why is it happening? Well, as a very erudite baseball scholar once said, we pitched good, we hit good, and we fielded good.
Okay, there you go. There's your Bob Ryan report this morning, Mr. Everything. Do you have any shameless plugs for us?
Yes. Well, the Bob Ryan podcast we up with. Dana Barrett, I encourage it, and I'll be back in action next week, coming home on Saturday.
Excellent. Nice. Okay, have a good, and thanks much for the report this morning. Don't forget, stand by, ladies and gentlemen, because at 7:45 this morning, we have LBF and the Dirty Laundry Report. Can you give us a little sneak preview?
One of your favorite shows is ending.
Really?
And Ooh. Even the people at Showtime didn't know it.
Are we going to be sad?
Maybe. I know there's a lot of crying in this show.
Okay, Hank. Okay, here we go. The Dirty Laundry Report with LBF is on the air.
Okay, we got canceled shows, a Stranger Things update, Family Feud, and a Bowie tribute. All of it brought to you by Citizens Bank. But first, Pink! Oh, Pink is on the cover of People Magazine's Most Beautiful Issue, and finally I agree with them. I'm going to have a party because I love pink, and all she stands for, she's a mom, a feminist, a badass, afraid of nothing. She also admits when she fights with her husband, reveals how much she weighs, brave, and flies like Peter Pan during her concerts. She is a national treasure, and here she is talking about when she discovered she was on the cover of People on Ellen yesterday.
I laughed out loud. I immediately turned to my whoever was in the room and said, did you ever think this was as good as it gets? I feel more beautiful, and I've decided that for the whole week that the magazine is out, no one is allowed to look me directly in my eyes.
I'm down with that. She deserves it.
And they've dropped the most. It's just the beautiful issue.
I'm just saying that it's the most, but she's on the cover, so I feel like that's implied. I feel like that's implied.
They didn't want it to be like a competition. They're just saying, here are beautiful people.
I feel like she's the most. LBF magazine, Pink is on the cover of the most beautiful. She's awesome.
I got a shot for the cover of Ugly.
What?
Yeah. People's Ugliest People. I got a shot for that one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
awesome.
I'm looking at you right now.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
All right, so you guys, in a month, the Kardashians and Kanye are going to be on Family Feud.
Oh,
and
my God.
Apparently, Kanye killed it. Here's Steve Harvey on Ellen, and here's what he had to say about Kanye and the Kardashians.
Kanye was the best Family Feud celebrity panelist we've ever had on the show. He loves the show.
Yes.
His people said, Steve, this is the most Kanye has ever smiled since we've been working. Kanye smiled. When I introduced him, he smiled. When I talked to him at the park, just tune in and you'll see Kanye smile.
Yeah.
He's happy. He was very happy with that.
He does not smile a lot.
No.
Yeah.
Kim didn't know nothing.
So there you have it.
What a surprise.
Hey,
a shout out to Caroline DiBiase McAllister, who listens to this show every single day. Her family on Family Feud last night.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's incredible. I was really good at Name That Tune.
Really?
When I was a little kid. Yeah, it was a lot of Carpenters. Anyway, okay, in TV news, guess what's going to be canceled after its eighth season? Homeland.
Really?
It's season 7 now. There's only going to be one more season. Now, that's according to Claire Danes. Apparently, the Showtime executive did not know that she was saying this, but she said, next season's my last season. She's also having a baby. And Showtime's like, we really haven't decided on that yet. Yeah, you have. Claire Danes just decided. Too bad for you. All right, other TV news. Princess Bride and Saw star Carrie Elwes, right?
Yep.
Sure.
No.
Elwes,
you know, that guy. It's going to be on Stranger Things Season 3, playing an unscrupulous mayor. That's going to be fun. And finally, if you are in New York City this weekend or the near future, a New York City subway station is featuring images of David Bowie. It's at Broadway Lafayette. It has large images of Bowie affixed to the tile walls and stairs. And there's a map. This is awesome. There's a map that shows local landmarks he enjoyed while living in the city. And you can learn all about him. You scan the Spotify images through May 13th. And then there's a special Bowie Metro card on sale. So, yeah, you can live like Bowie in NYC. It's totally awesome.
105.7 WROR, The Lauren Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the drama, the excitement, the challenge of Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. It's on the air from WROR, and our player this morning is Maria Arujo. She is from Norwood, Massachusetts.
Norwood?
Yes, from Norwood, Massachusetts.
Nice, right next door. Hi, Maria.
Okay, yes, and she is an employee of the Mass Eye and Ear. Good morning and welcome to the program this morning, Maria.
Thank you. Yeah, good morning.
Good, good. Now over to Mass Eye and Ear. Do you work, do you mainly deal with the eye or the ear they have over there?
I'm both.
You're both. Okay, nice. Good.
That's the hand part.
So what about Q-tips, good or bad?
Yeah.
Bad for eyes.
Okay. The thing is, here's what's going to happen, Maria. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. Uh-huh. If you don't know one, feel free to say pass and do it immediately so you don't waste any time. Move on to the next one, get through all 10 of them, and then we come back and we pick up anything you've missed. You'll hear the buzzer go off at the end of 60 seconds. Hopefully you've completed all your correct answers by then. If you do, you win $1,000 in cash. You'll hear the ticker in the background. Now, I want you to speak up really good and loud so we don't have to come back and get your answer more than once so we can hear everything you say. Okay, shout out. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
A little louder.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, that's good.
All right,
that's good.
Here we go.
It looks like everybody's set, so here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
What is Rob Gronkowski's position on the Patriots?
Defenseman.
Labradoodles are a mix of two dog breeds, Labradors or what? With what?
Poodle.
In the Flintstones, what is Barney's last name?
Pass.
What is Miami's NBA team called?
Dolphin.
What is the name of Prince William's brother?
Harry. He's nice looking.
Yes, he is. How many ounces are in a Starbucks venti coffee?
12 ounces.
What is the company Zippo known for?
Zippo, pass.
What number is represented by the Roman numeral C?
Pass.
What Italian chocolate bar is known for being packaged in a triangular yellow box?
Hershey's.
What is 222 plus 83?
Time is up. Okay, according to my calculations, you got two of them right.
And it's okay.
So we're
going to
go back and we'll review. Okay, LB, review, please.
Rob Gronkowski's position on the Patriots is a tight end. Barney's last name in the Flintstones is Rubble. Miami's NBA team is called the Heat. Let's see, there are 20 ounces in a venti coffee. Zippo makes lighters. In the Roman numeral category is 100. And Toblerone is the Italian chocolate bar known for coming in a triangular yellow box. And 222 plus 83 is 305.
Okay, but for you, Maria, we have a consolation prize. And you're going to get to go to the movies. A 4-pack of Fandango passes to see Rampage, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, in theaters right now. Thank you for playing the game.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for being a member, and have fun, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you.
And everybody else, stand by. If you would like to enter and you think you got what it takes, log on to WROR.com.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning, thrill seekers, and welcome to the educational segment of the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. This is three things you need to know today. Now, if you were with us yesterday morning, you may recall that we were discussing the pilot who safely landed the plane where the engine blew up. That was Southwest Airlines flight that went was heading from New York to Dallas and had to be grounded in Philadelphia. Now,
so Tammy Jo Schultz,
amazing,
is the captain, and she, like, so we knew that she was Grace under pressure from the cockpit calls back to, you know, and it was just, it was amazing how she's like, yeah, I need to land the plane. No, we're not on fire, but actually, you're missing part of the plane.
Yeah.
But background on Tammy Jo Schultz, so interesting. She is a former Navy pilot who entered flight school in 1985 and later became one of the first female pilots to fly tactical aircraft. When she was a high school senior in 1979, ladies, listen to this, never give up. She went to a lecture on aviation, and the retired colonel conducting it asked if she was lost. And she mustered up the courage to assure him that she was not and that she was interested in flying. He allowed me to stay, she said, but assured me there would be no professional women pilots. When she set her sights on becoming a military pilot in 1983, the Air Force wouldn't take her. She took the Navy aviation exam and finally, a year later, found a recruiter who would process her applications. For 10 years, she broke new ground in women in military aviation, including become one of the first women to fly the FA-18 Hornet. She left military service. She wasn't allowed to fly in combat because there were no women in combat, so she had to teach.
Wow. She's like Charlie in Top Gun.
She is like Charlie. Yep. Exactly what I thought. She left in 1994 with the rank of lieutenant commander and later became a pilot for Southwest. Did you know that only 6% of commercial pilots are women? Get behind the, I don't know, wheel of the ladies.
Yeah, the wheel's good.
The
yoke.
The yoke, I believe it is. Yeah.
I mean, that's I just have a new hero. I'm super, it's just so interesting what people have to go through to become a pilot for Southwest, and like, this is just amazing. So I'm in love now.
You talk about Grace Under Pressure.
Yeah, really amazing. Speaking of in love, Meghan Markle is so in love with Prince Harry that she's going to possibly give up her U.S. citizenship. And it's not really because, like, she just never wants to come back here. It's because of tax reasons. It's tricky to claim as a princess.
Yeah, what is a princess?
I don't know, but she's going to get hit. Like, I think she'd get hit both ways.
You know, that's pretty interesting because, you know, you usually have to pay taxes on earned income. And I can't imagine how you would consider the Royals earning any income.
Well, I mean, really.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Pull yourself together.
And then finally.
And yes, please.
The average person starts cursing at what time?
Okay, what do you think? Okay, what do you think? Average American person, at what time of the day do you think the first swear word comes out of your mouth, Brian?
I mean, we're not average because we get up early, so I swear as soon as my alarm clock goes off.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I usually swear when I hit the highway or the a light or if I drop something on my way out the door.
Yeah.
This usually happens.
I would say it was probably about 6:45. People get up early, and then the first half hour, you know, stuff happens.
Absolutely. The answer, what do you think, folks? The answer is, you haven't gotten there yet. 10:54 a.m. is the first swear word of the day for the average American.
You guys, make it a big one.
Yeah.
Make it a big one.
Make it count.
Have everybody in the office be like, whoa.
That's a good one.
It must be 10:54.
I can tell. Okay, coming up next on the Lauren Whaley Morning Show. Everybody, you know who Jane Mansfield is, right? Jane Mansfield, were she alive today, today would be her 85th birthday. And Jane Mansfield is responsible for something that makes life better for you every day. And we're going to tell you what it is. And if you're on your commute right now, you can probably see it. That's coming up next, right here at WROR.
The Lauren and Whaley Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WRR. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is just rather a fascinating story that we have on the Lauren Whaley Morning Show this morning. Everybody knows who Jane Mansfield is. At least I hope you do. She would have been, had she survived, she would be 85 years old today. It'd be her birthday.
She was the working man's Marilyn Monroe.
Exactly.
That's what they called her.
Exactly. Ah. The working man's Marilyn Monroe. She was the bombshell, the blonde bombshell from the 50s and 60s, and mostly she was in, like, B-grade movies and stuff like that.
Mariska Hargitay's mom.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. She's on Law & Order SVU right now.
Lonnie Anderson played her in the miniseries.
Okay, now, she was, just so you know,
okay.
She was 5'1". Her measurements were 40, 21, 36. She posed in Playboy, and that really got her into the movies. And she married this guy named Mickey Hargitay, and he was a bodybuilder and a weightlifter, and he was Mr. Universe at one point when they got married, as a matter of fact. She turned down the role of Ginger on Gilligan's Island. She spoke 5 languages and reportedly had an IQ of 163. She
played the violin, too.
Yeah, wow. Yes, she was an amazing woman.
Wow.
Everybody considered her like, the dumb blonde type stereotype.
Oh, wow, sex and violence.
Yeah.
There's a super awesome picture of Sophia Loren giving the stink eye to her cleavage at a nice fancy event.
Okay.
Iconic. Love
it. So Jane Mansfield was killed in a highway accident in 1967. She was riding in a car with her husband, and the car slid under the back. It rear-ended a tractor-trailer truck. It slid under and killed her. Now, her 2 children in the back seat, but they were too short to be injured in the accident. But that resulted in something that affects you today as you're driving to work at this very moment this morning. Okay? And it's something you see all the time. You probably see it in front of you right now.
Dual airbags?
Nope. Nope.
A bumper?
Nope.
Hang on. Seatbelts?
Let me see. Hang on. Yeah, what do you think? What do you think here?
Is it the seatbelt?
No, it isn't the seatbelt, but I can see why you'd say that. Thanks for calling, though. Have a great day. And Diane, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
I'm great, thank you. So what do you think it is, Diane?
It's called the Mansfield Bar, and it's the bar on the bottom of the tractor trailer. And it's because when she got into her accident, they didn't have them before, and now they have that, so it's to protect the public.
Ooh. And it's supposed to keep your car from sliding under the back of a tractor trailer, correct?
Yes.
And it's called the Mansfield Bar. You're absolutely correct. Hey, Diane, you're brilliant. You must be from East Hampton.
I am.
Okay, but one would have thought she might have been from Mansfield, but I guess not.
No.
Hey, thanks for calling, Diane. Have a great day.
105.7 WROR.
I've always wanted a bar named after me.
The Lauren and Whaley Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors. The Lauren and Whaley Show, 105.7 WROR.